Okay, we're going to wrap things up on this program next with Jeff Katzer, Woodland Resort, Mitchell's Guide Service, Warrior Boats. His appearance is brought to you every week by Warrior Boats out of Melrose, Minnesota. Everybody wants to know, Jeffrey, when the ice is going to be off Devil's Lake, when we can get our boats out there, when we can start catching walleyes from shore, when we can start doing all this stuff. Are we close to ice off on Devil's Lake?
Poor Glenn Kurtz, you know, he's the heartbeat, and my wife April of Woodland Resort here. Every day he gets the phone calls, is the ice off the lake yet? So I'm going to try to help him out here by telling everybody it's not off the lake yet. I'm going to say, to be safe, 7 to 10 days. That's which is pretty good compared to how much ice we had. I'm going to say 7 to 10 days. We do have open water. This is pretty cool because I tried to get video of this, but I can't get it to show up. Our boat launch is open about 35 feet out. Okay, we could actually, we're going to start backing boats in because we sell the Warriors here and starting them up and getting them running. The pike, I was talking to a gentleman on the phone the other day, was 65 here. I had 6 pike in less than 3 feet of water, just cruising through, just like, hey, what's up? This is great. I couldn't get it on my doggone iPhone. But so anyways, we have open water here, about half a cast. I would not even consider walking on the ice. I can tell everybody Channel A and 6 Mile is open.
Oh, okay.
Most of all of 6 Mile was open the other day, to the point where I heard of a guy putting a boat in at 6 Mile. You do want to double check this out. Don't just go on my word on this because this is hearsay, but he was pretty excited when he came in here to say that. So if that's the case, they are putting boats in off of Channel A, and yes, they are catching a lot of fish. But I don't mean to get on my soapbox here. This is the time where the big monster females are going up there.
Mm-hmm.
And every year we kind of talk about this. You know, a 6-pound walleye that's full of eggs sure would be nice if we could throw her back to do her job and keep the 15, 16, 17 inches. But that's just me speaking out loud, and I know you guys are poo-pooing me right now. Unless you want to take it home for a mounting fish, that would be great. But, you know,
well, actually, Jeff, I think most people agree with you. I think that most reasonable sportsmen who like to fish and worry about, not worry, are concerned about the future of the fishery at Devil's Lake, I think most of us agree that it's fine to try to go catch them and go catch all the fish this early in the year that you want, but they're running to spawn right now. The females are finding moving water. They're going to their traditional spots. They're running with the males to go to their spawning grounds or their spawning areas. If you catch one, a big fat female, throw it back and then, you know, try to, like you said, if you keep catch a couple of those 15, 16 inch males, keep those to throw in the frying pan, but throw the other ones back, even though North Dakota Game and Fish says it's okay to keep them, even though there's no closed season, even though biologists say, you know what, there's so many millions upon millions of walleyes in Devil's Lake that you're not going to hurt the population by doing it. Just for just good sportsmanship's sake, just throw it back. It's not that big of a deal.
Exactly. It would be really cool if you could. And if you don't, you don't. That's your prerogative. I'm just saying that would be nice. Every year I kind of, you know, I go and fish these same areas I tell you guys all about, and there are a lot of big fish there. But one thing right now, we don't have a lot of current because our melting kind of went slow. We didn't have a lot of rain. So the fish aren't moving way up into the coulee systems like they normally do at this time because there is really there is nothing as far as current where I went up. I mean, the walleyes will go all the way up north of Kandu from Devil's Lake, which is like at least 30 miles,
mm-hmm.
probably 40 by the way the everything goes back and forth. And they run all the way up there to spawn. There's no current up there, so they're not going to move up that far. So, you know, Channel A is doing great. Six Mile Bridge, Mave Coulee is on fire right now. It's been really good. And, you know, the simplest thing for everybody to use is a mimic minnow. 3/8-ounce mimic minnow, that fire tiger, golden color, and, of course, like the Northland stuff. The Northland stuff has been working really, really good as far as the impulse, the white twister tails. That has probably been my go-to bait for doing this stuff. Just drag it along the bottom. If you can get minnows, a Lindy rig, cast that out, just drag them a live minnow in, just hook them through the lips. That's going to be about your best method of catching the fish doing this stuff, and you will catch them. And the pike are like piranhas right now.
Of course they are.
Oh, they're absolutely crazy. Remember we talked all winter long how I felt it was a slow pike year? And I still say it was for me. Because, you know, normally you catch 2 to 4 a day. You've been here, you know.
Yeah.
I maybe caught 10 all winter long, including that big monster I'm still getting heat about that I put back in the water. But they're just like crazy all of a sudden. And there's a lot of smaller ones. Here's a cool, quick note. The 8 to 9 inch perch that we caught and released this past winter.
Yes.
Will be 11 to 12 inches this next winter.
Geez, they grow that fast. It's a live fast, die young world if you're a perch in Devil's Lake, man. You grow like crazy, and next thing you know, you're either caught or eaten or dead. It's just a wild lifestyle.
It's like us eating at McDonald's for every single day. We're going to get big.
Yes.
We're going to get healthy. And work.
Yeah, really healthy. Hey, by the way, speaking of running water and runoff, I just saw on the Twitter, I was checking it out as you were talking, Jeff, Candu got about 0.6 inches of rain on Thursday. And so there's a little bit of rain, not a ton, and certainly not enough to, you know, get a whole bunch of water running. But there was some moisture up north of Devil's Lake in the Candu area as well. And I know you guys got probably half an inch around Devil's Lake.
Yeah, it was isolated stuff, but, you know, no more than probably 3/4 of an inch, which that will trigger a little bit of runoff, but we need a little bit, the farmers are probably going to come here and kick my butt for saying this, but if we got a couple days of that in a row, that would cause for exactly what we need as far as runoff.
Yep.
And then the fish would kind of go up and do their thing like normal. I mean, they're still going to do their thing, they're just not going to run as far. There'll probably be a lot of spawning, like in the 6 mile, the Mave Coulee area versus going all the way up the Mave Coulee into Irvin. You know, they're going to probably spawn out in Irvin and instead of going all the way up that Coulee system. So, you know, they're always going to do their thing. It's just where they're going to do it. That's what we're looking for.
All right, man. I'm running short on time. It is good to talk to you again. Glad to hear that you had a great vacation, and I hope to see you very soon at Devil's Lake. I've made plans already for Memorial Day weekend. The McFeely family tried it last year at Woodland Resort. We got some really bad weather, but the girls, Emma and Michelle, wanted to try it again this year. So I think Kyle's got us in a grand cabin for the Saturday night of Memorial Day weekend. So we're going to give it another shot.
Kyle has you in the grand cabin?
I think that's what he said, yeah.
Bring Rudy the rescue dog.
We're bringing him. Oh, it's a family vacay. Absolutely.
That's right. If anybody's looking to vacay here, bring your puppies along. We love them here.
We're
not going to say no.
It's a very dog-friendly resort. Okay, Jeff, I need to run. I'll talk to you off the air. This has been Mike McFeely Outdoors on a Saturday morning. See ya.
Hey, I'm a country man. A city boy can't do the things I...